All right, so we're going to do the sugya of the shechita knife with the nick in it, right? Chuan Yudam and Alf. All right, read Itzmar. All right, so what's the case? Okay, so he did shechita, and then what happens after he does shechita? He looks at the knife and he sees what? A nick. Okay, he sees a nick in the knife. Rashi. Correct. She-ki-she-shachad. Okay, that's the key. So what happened? So he checked. Okay. Yeah, so all right, so what do we know the guy did beforehand? What did he definitely do? He checked the knife before. Okay? Question is, what happened afterwards? Right? He didn't check the knife afterwards.
After
right?
the shechita or after breaking the bone?
After the shechita. What? Yeah. So if that weren't the case, if he didn't check the knife beforehand, you could deduce at this point, we don't know for sure, but you could I don't know.
No, I thought
according to Rav Huna? Okay, then the question, if you didn't check the knife before, maybe don't even bother doing shechita. What do you mean? If you didn't check the knife before and you did shechita, and let's say, what do you call it? Wait. You'll see. That's a good. Right. You're cheating ahead. Wait till you'll see that question comes up. That question comes up. But for now, what's the given for now, though? The given for now is that he did a bedika before him. He checked the knife before him. Okay? Okay, so what happened? Amar Vuna, right? Okay.
Even if he was breaking bones all day.
Meaning what? What do you mean by breaking bones? He took the knife, and what was he doing? He was cutting bones. Afterwards. But what's... Yeah, I know, Right, all right. But I think of this as breaking bones. Like, he's chopping bones, right? But then, now, why would he use a shechita knife to chop bones? It's a very sharp knife. So after chopping bones, right, if you're a rational person, you'd assume after I've chopped my last bone, I look at the knife and what do I see? A nick. The reasonable assumption to make is that what caused a nick? The bones, right? Okay. Nonetheless. But or nifkama. Right, but what do we assume?
So is there a concern perhaps the skin?
Okay, Rashi. I feel a shavar about samos. Achrona. All right, so what did he do? He did the shlita, right? And then after the shlita, he didn't do a bedika afterwards, right? He went ahead and chopped up a bunch of bones and then did a bedika, implying that what should you do normally? Seems like there's an idea of checking the knife after you do shlita. So at this point, we would see that there's two times you have to check the knife, before and after. After each shlita? You seem that he knows me too well. All right, go on. Also, keep going to Rashi. Because what could you say?
The
bones are the ones that cause the psul. Next, Rashi.
Elanikro.
Shebegam Korea. Vizavach Doksib. Because if as I'm doing the shechita, if it turns out that at some point, let's go in order. In other words, you take the knife, you go through the skin. Now, let's say the skin caused a nick in the knife. What's going to happen as you go all the way through? It won't be a clean cut. That's a good way to put it. It won't be a clean cut. And you're going to tear apart the siman. It won't be a clean shechita. Okay? Now, can you definitively see that in the shechita itself? Well, no. No, seemingly not. Correct. No, you can't. Right, so all you can do is there's no at this point, right? There's no actual physical evidence indicating that the shechita, that the maisa shechita itself was a problem, meaning that the animal wasn't shechted properly. Rather, there's a deduction we make. We make a deduction, right? So according to Rav Huna, what's a deduction you make?
Yeah, that the skin was the
right. Was the right? Okay, since the skin could have been that which caused the nekev, right? Because it's possible. So what does he assume then? The shechita was pasul, and the animal's treif. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. Weiter. Right. Meaning that, was there Rashi there? No. Right. Right. So Rav Chisda holds, no, he says that the likelihood is that what caused the neck, right? The chopping of the bone, right? Okay. So this is a very weird machlokas. There's one side saying that since there is a possibility that the skin caused it, we assume that's the problem, and therefore the shechita was bad. And what's the other side saying? Right. Okay. So now, okay, good. So now what principles guide each side? Next part of the Gemara.
Kishmaite.
Which means? He's like his own shita. What's his shita? Rashi. Tell me what that means. What's his principle?
So it's a chazaka that it's asr until you know, what happened.
Right. Okay. So again, so it's a fascinating idea. So his principle is that every animal is in a state of isser. Okay? What is shechita doing?
It's getting rid of the
isser. So the only time you can, when do you know, how can you tell me for sure that the animal is shechted properly? What? Bedika afterwards. Meaning, shechita is not, I mean, again, just think about it. Shechita is not ended until I check the knife. It seems that way. So on the surface, it seems like the final step of the entire shechita process is checking the knife afterwards. Okay? So even though it's very likely that the shechita was a good shechita, or the ma'aseh shechita seems to be complete, right? Nonetheless, when I check that knife at the end, according to the first shechita, right? Now, if I see a nick in it, what do I say now? What? Now, think about also Rav Huna saying, if I start doing shechita, okay, I shech the animal, slice it through, I had not checked the knife yet, okay? I start chopping up bones, then I check the knife, okay? Let's say the knife, now think about it, it's a little odd what he's proposing. Let's say the knife has no pagam in it. What do I say? Kasher. But does that mean that the shechita is still ongoing, even though I've cut other bones? That's odd. That's not odd? But they're not, though. But how can they be part of the shechita process? It's a separate ma'isa. Let's put it this way. Let's say a guy does shechita, and then next to him, he's got a pile of bones. It's just chop, 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 chop. Right? I mean, come on, the shechita ends the moment he chops through the animal. What is it? Quantum? Okay, that's nice to say, but that's the work. Okay. All right. So we'll come back to that. Now, Ella Rav Chisda.
Ella Rav Chisda, my time, so it's a reason for it. Amar Lacha, etzem vada pogim, or something pogim. Something long pogim.
No. So etzem vada pogim.
Etzem is obviously...
Now, when we say vadai, what do we mean by vadai? We
don't. It's more
like kar of levadai, meaning that again. What's going to cause a nick in a knife? Bone or skin?
Bone.
So vadai here means most likely the bone is going to cause the nick in the knife. What? Right. So that's what you normally attribute the nick to. You say, oh, it's because of chopping the bone, right? Right? It's, what does he say? Right. Suffolk pogame, Suffolk low pogame. Yeah. It could be. It's not, and again, he's not saying it doesn't happen. He's saying it's your good old classic Suffolk. Okay? So you have your, classic Suffolk, and then you have your, like, most probably calling it Vadai. Even though it's technically not 100% Vadai, because then there's nothing to talk about. And therefore the Gemara says, have a Suffolk Vadai. And guess what? You have in front of you a Suffolk and a Vadai. And if you have a Suffolk and a Vadai competing with each other, right, the ain Suffolk Motsi Mide Vadai, which means? What? Vadai wins, right? That's very intuitive. Rashi? Oh, there's a Rashi. Forget it. Okay, yeah. One second. You're trying to tell me that if I have two doubts in front of me, right? One of the doubts is 98%. The other one is a 50-50. You wouldn't go with the 98%?
That's right.
What? Suffolk deraisa l'chomer. Okay. But they're both sfikas.
One suffolk.
Is it? You mean to suffolk about which one it is?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not quite ready to dive into that yet. We're going to have to take a big detour to go into what do you have to do bedika afterwards or not. By the way, and also, what's the other consequence of the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda? What? No, that's a nafkamina. That's a good question. Good. Okay, but what's the... No, what I mean more is that, like, what are they definitely arguing about as well? What other machlokas are they having?
Whether animals are
nation. No, we know that one. No, they both have to agree with that. They both agree the animals also beforehand. No, the question is, do you have to do bedika afterwards? A corner of what? Fine. Let's make it simple, though. The question is, do you have to do bedika afterwards? According to Rav Huna, do you have to do bedika afterwards?
Yep.
For sure. According to Chisda, not so much. Not so much.
Why did you say that?
Wait, we got to catch up.
Why was it not so much for Chisda?
Question is, what does Shechita do vis-a-vis the animal? We understand it's going to be kosher afterwards. They both agree with that. If you do Shechita properly, they both agree it's kosher. The question is, what change emerges in the animal? Okay? So one possibility is that you have to produce a positive shem nishchat. That's what has to emerge in the animal. It has to be defined as an animal that was shechted. That's an actual positive chalo shem, an identity in the animal. So that's true. Any possible hindrance or obstacle to that objective is a problem. Right? Because you're not removing something, you're producing something. You're producing a new shame in the animal. You know, so that's a positive idea. It went from being something I can't eat, right, having an identity as being inedible, or we'll call it nevela. It's not really nevela, whatever. And not able, it's the state of iser, and now it's defined as being a shechted animal. That is its definition. It's a positive chaloshim. It's an actual real identity in the animal. If that's true, any possible suffix could be a problem. We don't care about probability. It's holding back the ability for this to produce the shem nishchat. That's one possibility. But I don't think Rav Chisda says that. Right? I think Rav Chisda is saying that all Shechita does is one simple thing. It removes the shem nevela. That's all it's doing. So if it's removing the shem nevela, right, you're not producing a new chal of shem in the animal. You're simply saying this thing is no longer defined as being nevela. So then you can start applying normative suffix. Why not? You only have a higher standard if you're trying to produce a whole new entity. Because that's the nature of producing a new entity. It's a new idea. It's a new phenomenon. The new phenomenon now, you can't tell me something, it'd be like this. The analogy would be like this. Right, okay, so what does he say? Right, so think about what he's saying. He's saying that even though I did a shechita, did I do a maisa shechita once? If I take my knife, I checked it before and I chop all the way through. Did I do a maisa shechita? I did an action shechita, right? I definitely did an action shechita, but there's only one problem. That's what he's saying. His chiddush is that it's not. He's saying the Maishka doesn't do it. It has to be, it's this. He's saying that it's always in Cheskas Isser until Yodea Lecha B'ma Nishchata. Right? You have to know that this knife, you have to identify the knife as being one that did the Shechita. Right? That makes this animal now defined as Shechit. As it gives it its identity, its Chal Hashem as being slaughtered. Okay? Keep going. Umashma.
Umashma Dil Rav Huna Tzarech Huli Lubdiko L'Sachin
Right, now notice umashma, meaning that the Gemara never says that, okay? The Gemara never talks about bedika afterwards. Rather, we can deduce from Rav Huna, right, that what must you do afterwards? You got to do bedika afterwards, right? That's the necessary halachic deduction you have to make. Because he's saying that how would you know if the knife was pogrom or not? He's saying the animal, that's the point. Even though, here's the thing. When I take the knife and I cut through the animal, okay, what have I done? And I haven't checked yet. What have I done up to that point in time? Have I done anything? No. I haven't done anything, right? I've killed the animal, but I haven't done a maisa shechita. I've done nothing.
Why wouldn't he just say that there was a presence of the body that I found that produces this?
That would be Rav Chisda.
If
right afterwards I haven't checked the knife and I see a pagam in it, I can assume it came from the animal. Then you have no choice. So only if I have two phenomena in front of me, bone versus ore, can I make that deduction. You understand? But what the Ramban is saying is that according to Rav Huna, I have to check the knife, right? And if I didn't, or I lose the knife, it's pasul. Why? So you must be saying that that is true. I slaughtered the animal, but this animal can't be defined as a mishchat animal. It can't acquire that definition of being slaughtered until I know for sure that which slaughtered it was appropriate. I'm not sure why. I mean, it's not a huge chiddush. That's what he's saying.
Isn't that, so how is that different from what Ariel said before?
I don't know. What did he say before?
About your bedika, afterward the bedika is the thing that actually.
The Rabban is saying that it's only the cheskas iser. Right? So even though I shechted the animal, I took my knife and I slaughtered the animal, right? I haven't until I do bedika, this thing is defined as still being in a state of cheskas iser. Even though the head is off the animal, whatever. It's been slaughtered all the way through. Okay? Which means that what is the bedika doing? When I check the knife, what does that do? The knife doesn't tell me, see, this is the key point. The knife's not telling me that it's not a din in the maisa shkita, because that's over. It's saying that now, once I check this knife, I can now say that this is a shechted animal. You know what I'm saying? It acquires a definition as a result.
Was the animal mutter before you check the knife?
No. He says, b'cheskas iser. It's the lesser. You understand? So as far as Rav Huna is concerned, have I done shechita?
Until you check the knife, no.
Correct. So therefore, even if I lose a knife, right, and the knife goes bye-bye, if I lose a knife, the animal is not defined as being nishchat. It doesn't have that chaloshim. You understand?
But you still have your question from before, which is Dikas Sachin the Rav Huna. Dalma Bidikas Sachin. Rav Huna ke Bidikas Simanim. V'cheskas Iser Omedesven.
Right. So he's saying that, he looks at, and this is the key point, the Rav Huna holds, he equates the checking of the knife to the checking of the Simanim. Right? Meaning that it's no different, the knife is no different than the Simanim themselves. Okay? Because what would you have thought? This is the key thing. What makes the animal? What would prevent the expression of nishchat in the animal? Normally, the simanim. Oh, forget that. That's true. Okay, you're right. It's a simanim. Some psul in the animal. Yeah. Right. But what does the knife have to do with it? Once I check the knife beforehand, the knife is kosher. It's good to go. He's saying no. He's saying there's a chazaka. In other words, when he says cheskas iser, there are two parts of the cheskas iser. One is the animal itself, and the other one is the knife. The knife is part of that idea of being cheskas iser. It's intimately involved in that definition of cheskas iser. Keep going. Because all I can tell you is one thing. Well, all I can tell you is one simple thing. That now when I start this procedure, the knife I'm using is a kosher knife.
So why is it chesuk in that kosher
too? What?
Why
is it chesuk in that kosher? Because I did a maisa shechita. That knife is kosher right now. Once I put that knife into the animal, what's happening to the knife? What? Because you can't start without a kosher knife. What? Because we'll get to that. You'll see. We'll get to that. As we get through this, you'll see. Even though the truth is the knife is much different than simanim. Why? Because what'd you do to the knife beforehand? But you can't check to see if the animal's got trephas in the lung. You can't do that, right? How can you check when the animal's alive? Can you halachically, can you check if the animal's got trephas inside? No, you can't. You can't do any of those things. Right. But by a knife, you can. So at least by a knife, what you would think by the knife...
If we could do it at some point...
You asked that question when we did the shkita sugya, when we did the lung sugya. I don't know. It's a good question. Halacha right now doesn't seem to have any indication that you could check the animal beforehand. What? Maybe. I don't know. Could be.
Are these the rice?
What? What do you mean? Checking the knife? No. I don't think so. Right. Could be. Right. Could be. All right. Keep going. Svara. Right. Elishma mina. Legamre. Why? Right. Yatsamidi iser harishon. So what did it do? In other words, you have to get it out of that state of Isser. But it's not just removing a state of Isser. Right, which now tells me what? This thing is now Nishchat. Exactly. Okay. Keep going.
Okay.
Ein ledavar sof. Right? Shafil Achar Kama im Nimtsa Hasakin Piguma Tol Osoba Or who posos kitasalam afreya. Okay. And it, let's say Rav Huna did not. Now you asked this before. Why does Rav Huna have to hold him to Badika afterwards? It's a cute point that Rabban's making. Right? Yeah, Rav Huna has to say you got to do Badika afterwards, right? That's Rav Huna's position. So the Ramban says, because if he didn't say that, right? He says, if he didn't require Badika on the knife afterwards, right? Ela b'shenim says paguma. Let's say you ended up finding a knife that was pagum, right? Excuse me, Ela shenim says paguma in the davar sof. Shevil acha kama im nimsa sakin paguma tolo soba orb. Okay, so here's the case. Case would be like this. Let's say I shecht an animal, okay? Right? I shecht an animal, okay? And then what? And then I don't do badika afterwards, okay? And then I check the knife and I shecht another animal. Let's say another animal, okay? And like 10 animals. And then at the end of 10 animals, then I check the knife. And what do I see in the knife? Right? Okay, let's say right before I shecht the next animal, I look at the knife and what do I see? Begima. What does that tell me about all the animals beforehand?
Oh, jeez. There's no gemira or
sweetness. So that's, and the dove herself, that's crazy.
What? There's no what?
You would therefore say that every animal I shechted beforehand would be treif.
Yes.
Well, according to Puna's logic.
Yeah.
I know, but that's why he's saying, that's why you have to do a shechita, a bedik afterwards. You have to check the knife afterwards.
Why?
Right? So he's giving two reasons why. One is a halakha, one is a conceptual idea. He's saying why? By checking the knife afterwards, I'm now defining this animal as being shechted. Right? It gives the animal a chaloshem nishchat. But he's giving another reason why. He's saying on a practical level, right? If a corner of Chista's reasoning, a corner of Huna's reasoning, I don't check the knife afterwards, what's going to happen? What could happen down the road? 10 days later, right? I'm about to check an animal and I see the knife is what do you call it? Is what? Has a nick in it. Now, what does that tell me about all the shechitas I did beforehand? They're all treif. That'd be crazy.
So what should you do? You check between each one? That,
yes. You have to check.
Why?
No, what do you mean? That's exactly what he's saying.
Why?
He has to check it after Shechita. Vim lo badak.
Vim lo badak ve'aved psula.
Right.
L'picha kishashavar ba'atzamos v'nimsas v'yuma. Psula shar lo badak.
So that's why it's puzzle. It's not puzzle because, in other words, if the guy goes in and starts chopping bones afterwards, what's creating the, what's the problem?
It's the destruction of Bidika.
Exactly.
Bidika cannot exist in a framework where there is
no... Exactly. At this point. Okay. The Hadam Rila, come on. What? The Hadam beforehand. The Hadam Rila, the Kaman, Commander of Huna, Lemisal, the Kamaisa in the beginning, La the Memor, the Cheskas Hetra Menes, the Lemisla, the Begima, Bat Kinan, the Chatkila, right? Ella Cave and the Sakin Badaku, Umach Marina, the Mivdak, Umisal, Amrina Kihai Lishna. So he's just saying that we're not sure. Again, what's bothering Ramban, that's why you guys jumped on this too quickly. What's bothering Ramban is that he's still bothered. You don't see anywhere in the Lashon of the Gemara that tells you there's a Chiyah Bedika. He's deducing that you have to do a Bedika. The Gemara never says the guy has to do a Bedika. He doesn't say that.
I'm not checking it.
Oh, okay, fine. Right. So he's saying that, therefore, just don't look at it as a Chathchila. It's not that the Chathchila had to check the knife, right? He says, "Inami the bedika di efshar litkune kari lemifsal, right? The kami shchita, the efshar litsikuni sakin kari lachshure, right? So, but before I do the shchita, what can I do? I can check the knife and determine what if it's kosher now, and then I can go ahead and proceed to do the shchita. Okay. All right, fine. So go to the next paragraph. About the Rav Chista. The Efshar Shahaya Pogam, right? Now, what does he say? That's what Rav Chista. What's Rav Chista saying?
Yeah, so when you break the bones and you find the...
Well, you know, start from the beginning. She ain't safek, she ain't lo badak, she chalat sok shira. There's no question, right? There's no question whatsoever that if he didn't do Bedika afterwards, that the Shechita is kasher. Why? Sharei kisheshavar bat samos. When he takes a knife and breaks bones, what's going to happen? The nimps is paguma, and he sees a nick in the knife, right? Mikol makom.
Because then you can't buy it. So you don't need to check it.
No, we know he didn't. Mikol makom lo badak oso kono mechein. The efshar shaya pagum. Maybe the knife was pagum before he checked it after cutting the bones. He doesn't know that. You know, you understand? In other words, if the guy goes, according to Rav Chisov, the guy goes ahead and chops up bones afterwards, right? It's obviously going to do bedikah beforehand, right? Because by chopping up the bones, what's going to happen? He sees a knife and it's pogum. But maybe the knife was pogum after he did the shechita. How does he know it's pogum after... Wait, say it again. What? Right, so Alpha Pisha etzem vadai pogim, right? Nifkam be'or vin nifkam be'etzem. Ela shvami not delivery rochista. Right. The chin hilchos of the kaimlan krochista bishashavar. Okay? So what do we say? The rochista would hold what? If I lost a knife, what would he hold?
That's fine.
It's kosher. Of course it's kosher. Right? Korner rochista. Because I know the knife was kosher before I did shechita, right? And there's no reason to assume that there's no reason to assume there's a problem with the knife.
So okay? It's not like you just assume it's kosher. So it doesn't even have to do with vada
kavanah. Yeah, but where's the suffix here? There is no suffix.
Suffix that is pogam on the...
No, if you lost it, there's no suffix.
Right.
No, but since it's kosher, you need
to... There's never a suffix to talk about. The moment I shech the animal, a corner of... And I lose the knife, the animal... I can tell you one thing. If I did a shechita, assuming the simanim are okay... I remove the shein, the veiler from the animal. Correct. Exactly. There has to be something that's telling me there might be a suffix. Okay? One second. Okay. Yeah. Okay, one second. Hold on. Yeah. All right. Skip ahead. Look at the Meiri for a second. The Meiri puts it very nicely. It's basically yes. The basic theorem. Thank you. Sure. All right. So what does he say? Look at the Meiri. Ashochet. Okay. So what does a person have to do before he does shechita? Check his knife to make sure what?
Make sure that there's no problem.
Right. Exactly. Vafilu. No, a second. And let's say the guy says, you know what? What's the guy going to say? He says, I'm a smart guy. Why do I have to check the knife before him? What do I do? What can I do? Check it afterwards, right? So let me just check the knife afterwards. And if the knife had a pagan afterwards, what can I say? The shechita was bad. Right? That's not good. That's not enough. Why? Ushchatem bazeh.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do what?
Setting yourself up your fail, why would you do it afterwards? Then?
Say it again?
That could only be bad for you. You're not saving any time because you still got to check at some point. Plus, like if it does end up being like bill, then...
Well, you are saving time because you'd have to check it twice.
No, the question is why would a guy... No, what do you mean? I understand. What's your question? Is why should a guy have to check beforehand? The guy should say, listen, you know what? You'll see this is going to come up. That not every time yet. There's a situation where a guy may not check beforehand. But anyway, why would a guy have to check beforehand?
If it ends up being dull, then you should waste the count.
Okay. But you know what? It's a big pain to sit there check every time beforehand. But God, fine. But let's say a guy said one time, you know what? A guy says, you know what? I have my das is that as soon as it's done, I'm going to check it. It won't work. Okay? Okay, just go a little further and I'll tell you what the habit is. This is exactly what Rafa is saying. Machnis atzmo is suffik bal tashkis. If the guy doesn't check his knife beforehand, he's entering into a situation of suffik bal tashkis. What's bal tashkis? You know, wasting, right? Like you're saying, right? So what's the havamina? No. It's not the isser. Why is a guy have to check the knife beforehand? Because he has no right to put himself in a situation where he may end up wasting the animal. Because you're going to check it afterwards. You don't like that idea?
What kind of word is tashkis?
That's a waste. Yeah. And then keep going a little more. Right. So that's another problem, right? Okay, which is that the bracha doesn't go when? Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, fine.
My question on that is, isn't something bracha, why not? If you say that you can problem
right. Well, just stop for a second. I don't want to go further for a second. So one second. So now the question. So but the question is a half mina here. There's a mina saying you would have thought what? You would have thought that. What would you have thought?
Half mina is that you would say forget the
kodem. Yeah. As long as the guy checks afterwards, that's all. That's all we care about. It's nice to check the knife beforehand.
That's intuitive.
What? Seems that way. But he's saying kamash malan that no, that you have to check the knife for foreign. Why? Let's give that. Let's make that a little more definitive. Then we can hold off with that.
No.
This is pshita. Everyone. This is what there's. We when you jump into the Gemara, now we have to go to the beforehand. We have to understand what the purpose of checking beforehand is. Okay? Because you could say, fine, maybe a guy would be Baal Tashkos. But whatever, what's the big deal? So a guy checked the knife afterwards and he sees that the knife doesn't have a pagam in it, he's good to go.
Well,
right?
That's just not really a halakhic reason why you can't. Yeah, but
just check it beforehand just to make sure that it's not coming from the animal.
Isn't Baal Tashkos awesome?
Well, what do you mean, which animal? Yes. No, let's first get to the day.
So let's say you plan
to
sell it to a non-Jew.
New knife. New knife. What?
If you plan to sell it to a non-Jew, then there's no problem about that.
Okay, so then I ask you. So, great. Okay, good. So I ask you. So right. So what's the idea of checking the knife beforehand? What is that idea? Say again.
You're not actually using a shkita. You're not using what's like meant for.
You're not. Yeah, but you're right. That's a nice idea. But what does that mean? What is that? What is that telling us? I know, well, we'll get to that. That's not for now. We'll get to that.
What?
Yeah. It doesn't. Well, okay, maybe.
But it still
means. But there's an idea. There's certainly a key in checking beforehand. Yeah, for sure. No, I would say also. I'd say even so far as the process is concerned.
Right. Let me ask you this.
But even according to what you're saying, according to me, you have to check it afterwards.
Of course.
Right. In 1 second. So therefore, meaning what? Because you have to do some type of bedika. Forget that. Saying even according to Meiri. Meiri says, fine. I don't want to do that yet. But he says what? He says. Let's say, Josh, go a little further than Meiri. What does Meiri say? So let's say a guy didn't check the knife beforehand. Right? Botko. See, then he has to check after the shkita. Then nim say sakinu yafe. Afapi. Okay, stop. Right. So even though he didn't check beforehand, right? We say if the knife looks good afterwards, we still consider it to be a good shkita. Okay. Vim nim says. I'm sorry. The.
Fine, okay.
Right, but never sakin achar shchita. But let's say he didn't have a chance to check the knife at all. Harezu, it's nevela, right? Shestam sakinim ena mitukanim, the chazaka paguma haisa. Okay, because we, and this is an important idea. We hold it all that we treat knives as what?
Fine. Normal knife is
not. It has nicks in it.
Right, they're an old knife.
Right, old knife. Right. That's how we look at knives.
Fine.
So what's the relationship of bedika to shchita then, according to the Meiri? Well, don't you say it's an external idea?
What's the Meiri say?
No, it's an external idea.
What?
What does the Meiri say is happening?
Say it again.
What does the Meiri say?
The Meiri would say that there's no reason to even do bedika beforehand. The Hami is don't even do bedika beforehand. Just do it afterwards. He's saying ideally a guy should do bedika beforehand. But if he didn't, it'd still be yotzei. But if that's true, then how can the guy be Yosei Shchita if he didn't do Bedika?
He did do Bedika.
Then what did he do with the knife? What? See, that's where things get really... I hate that word. You should know that by now.
No.
Do you not know that, by the way? Cutting with knives. Mila. Should be all familiar with this, right? Mila. Okay? The scalpel. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Mila. Use a scalpel, okay? So I think it's a perfect analogy to show what the difference is between the scalpel and mila, right? And the knife and shchita. What? You have to use something sharp, yeah. It has to be clean cut. So what's the relationship of the knife to mila, right? To circumcision versus a knife by shchita? I think that's what the Meir is trying to get across here. That's what the idea of Bedika is teaching us. What's the difference? It's not a deep idea, just simple thing. Okay, the knife is a catalyst, okay? In Mila, what's the knife doing? It's helping me, I need to bring about a certain result. And the knife assists me in that result, right? There's, the result has to be no more foreskin. How do I get from the point of foreskin to no more foreskin? The knife. Knife is my catalyst, the vehicle, as it brings about a certain result. That's not what's happening by the knife and shechita. What's happening there? What is that? What do you mean? It is bringing about a result, but that's a, it's, it has a stronger role than that. What's the nature of its role? You were saying this before. What? But if that were true, then if I didn't define it as a knife before,
I don't think it's as much as redefining the knife. I think it's more of like a hedger, because the hedger you can also do kind of not retroactively, but you can't like retroactively define a knife. You can't retroactively say that.
I agree, but in, if I have a chia bedika, what that's telling me about the knife is much different than mila. Okay, it has to be defined as a knife of shechita, right? But if it's a knife of shechita, that means it's not a separate kli, it's not a separate instrument from the process itself. It's part of the very process of shechita itself. In other words, when it comes to mila, right, the knife is simply there to bring about a certain result.
How is that any less of a process than?
Simple, because the knife, you don't, that bedika, that's why, because it's bedika. In other words, the chiyah bedika is telling you that the knife, when it comes to shechita, is intrinsically part of the process.
Is that not circular?
No, why is that it's circular?
That it's more intrinsic in the mitzvah because of bedika, and bedika, so we have bedika because it's more intrinsic.
That's what bedika is teaching you. The chiyah bedika is telling you that don't look at the knife as simply a catalyst to bring about a certain result, a tool, right? It's not a tool. It's not that you have in front of you. I don't want to quite say it's a chefsa of shechita knife, but no. I'm not sure if you can see that, but the point is...
It's considered as hospice for the chefsa shalom mitzvah, and it's something that brought one to call it shechita.
Fine. Okay.
Did we say that by one of those
sales? Maybe. Okay. So even more so. Great. But I'm just saying, but it's irrelevant if you call it a chefsa shalom mitzvah. The point, though, is that what's the relationship of the knife to the animal? It's not like, it's not, there's, if I have in front of me, when I have to do shechita, it's not that I have to make sure this animal is not kosher, and knife is the method to bring that across. It's saying that I have two components in front of me. I have the animal, and I have the knife. Okay, and those two together are able to produce the result of shechted animal. Bedika is what tells me that's the case. You understand? Yeah. The fact that I got to do this, that's what's telling me the nature of the relationship. You understand? Without the chiyah bedika, then what I would think was is that what's the relationship of the knife to the animal? It's there just to bring about a certain result. But it's just as important. What was it to say? It's just as part of the process as the animal itself.
Does it produce the nature of the relationship, or
I would say at this point it's indicative of the relationship.
Right, it's not